So, welcome back to another episode of Writing Off the Deep End.
Yeah, I'm Mary.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And we're here to talk about writing.
And science.
Yes, today we've got this really exciting topic, actually. You might have already learned from previous episodes that Jeffrey and I were both practicing
scientists.
Yeah. We have a career in science that predated our lives as writers.
In different areas of science, so that's also interesting.
So maybe to start, Jeffrey, you should describe what kind of science you used to do.
It's a bit hard to describe.
Give
so
me your
best I'm
shot.
Trained as an astrophysicist. My doctorate is in astrophysics. But I haven't worked in astrophysics for most of my career.
Yeah.
I worked in an area called geomatics, which is essentially a variation on surveying engineering. So measuring space, geographic space, city spaces, that kind of thing. But most of the work that I do is concerned with, it's an area that I developed over the course of my career, body spaces. So how people move through space, the relationship between the bodies and space. And I work with people with disability to redesign the spaces that they live and work in. And also I work with, for instance, the performing arts to rethink spaces in that context. So it's a variety of different things in relation
it
to space.
It has really changed over the years.
It has changed a lot. I started off working in applications in remote sensing forests and things like that. So it's shifted a lot since those days.
So I guess since you write far future science fiction, society spread out over multiple star systems and interstellar travel, the link to astrophysics seems pretty clear.
Yeah, and it's nice. It's actually been one of the pleasures of taking up fiction writing is because a lot of the work I did on astrophysics has lain dormant for years in my career, and all of a sudden it got taken up again in my writing. And so I actually have renewed my reading in astrophysics and cosmology in order to support that end of the writing. So
and see how the field's changed, maybe.
And see how the field's
since
changed.
You did it
last. Yeah, exactly.
Now, the more recent work that you've done on spatial relationships and things like that, the link is a little less obvious, but I think still there.
The link with
Your writing.
Yeah.
With the work that you've done on the human body, as you say, and how it moves through space. I think that we can see that occurring in your writing. The idea that it is important how not just the physics of stars and spacecraft, but of humans within the spacecraft.
That's interesting, because when I write, I'm very aware of the body when I write. And I don't know if it's exactly intentional, but I pay attention to the narrator's perspective or the descriptions to make sure that they feel grounded in the body. I don't know if that shows up in the writing, but
I think it does, and I think it's so important. I think there is often a drift towards the cerebral in fiction writing to create characters who are just their heads, just brains on a stick, you could almost say. And I think that's not what we want as writers. We want things to be vivid and sensory and embodied. And so anything that you have to bring it down, you have to put it in.
And I also have a strong emphasis on place in my writing. So
yes,
that's partly the result of writing science fiction, because in science fiction, the places aren't predefined for you. You have to build them in your mind's eye. You have to build them for the reader, but you have to have them already built in your own mind's eye.
Yeah.
And so place is extremely important in science fiction to give a good sense of place.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your work in science.
So I started working in science when I was in undergrad, and I worked in the lab of a scientist who studied marine algae, single-celled algae in the ocean. And I loved it so much I kept doing it in grad school. And so by the time I was doing my PhD, my focus was on any kind of single-celled organism organism that lived in the ocean. And specifically, I was working in the Arctic. I was studying the Arctic Ocean, which is a really interesting place. It's right now in this time of change because of climate change, because of human development, and discovery and exploration, but also people who have lived there for many years. And so these microscopic organisms are, we can track them through the process of what is in fact a worldwide global change.
So they're kind of a sensitive tracer.
Yeah.
A lot of other things that are going on, right?
They are. So, but they're also really weird and interesting for their own sake. You know, we are multicellular or beings, and we look around us and we see a lot of other multicellular beings. And it's easy to forget that that was a recent development and just a few twigs of the huge, diverse, weird,